This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. I've been teaching for 22 years, starting my career at a private school, moving to a suburban high school, and now I'm at a Title I middle school. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find show notes and links mentioned in the podcast at jamesdevine.net. Maybe you might want to call in with a question of your own to 719-238-4193. Stress makes us want to leave our job. I absolutely love teaching. I love teaching music. But during this time of pandemic, I've gone through a lot of stress and have thought about leaving a lot. I've had to dig down deep and remember my calling. And I've also had to compare this job to what other jobs would be like. And it's like, no, I don't want that job. I love doing what I'm doing. So in this episode, I'm going to share 6 strategies for surviving the stress of teaching music, especially in a pandemic. Number 1, find a hobby. I absolutely love to perform. I don't worry too much about making extra money from it, although if I do, that's a great benefit. I love riding my bike around town when we have nice weather here in Colorado. I love to read. I probably read about 40 books a year. For me, teaching lessons is not relaxing and is not like a hobby, although I was able to bring in lots of money doing that. I finally had to quit teaching lessons because it felt like it was an extension of the school day. Some hobbies you might find that you enjoy doing are camping, art, making wine, joining a Toastmasters group or some other club to kind of keep your mind occupied. Number 2, set boundaries. I would say that you should have no school email on your phone. You have to decide this on your own. But I know when I did, I would often read bad emails late at night and then I couldn't sleep. Don't have students on your Facebook page. Remember that calls from work or about work can be negative and positive. In fact, you should try to seek to make positive and negative calls. And if you have an extremely negative call from a parent, bring someone else in. That's what your admin is there for. Bring in a colleague or a counselor. Don't let a parent abuse you on the phone. Learn to say no. I've done entire podcasts and blog posts just on this alone. You've got to learn to say no, especially for distance learning too. Pick 1 to 2 days a week where you leave right when school is over. That can do a lot for your sanity and for setting boundaries. Number 3, exercise. This is a priority. Put this as one of the first things that you do. For me, I like to ride my bike home. It's also my alone time. It's a time for me to kind of breathe and take things easy. So find some type of exercise you like. It might be bike riding. It might just be a walk. A 1-hour walk can do wonders for your mental sanity. Looking for funding? School Fundraising has the options and, best of all, extraordinary customer service to back up whatever program you choose. I have personally used them for over a decade. They offer brochure and catalog sales such as cookie dough, popcorn, candles, snacks, a donation-only platform, a combination of donations and products. They believe in maximizing your profits and minimizing your hassles with over 30 years of experience helping hundreds of groups just like yours each year. Their 5-star Google rating says it all. Contact them at info@schoolfundraising.com or call Joel 406-544-5308 or Johnny 719-229-1325 direct on their mobile phones. They love to serve. Number 4, remember your priorities. What are they? For me, it's my family. My wife of 33 years has been such a huge blessing to me. Our grandkids live out of town, and so we try to make a point of seeing them every 3 months or so. My previous job, I left there with 100 sick days. Now, they had a policy where it was very strict with whether it was a sick day or a personal day. And the job I'm in now, I love it a lot better because we have the same number of days, but they're all called personal days, so you don't have to lie about whether you're really sick. And once in a while, I just take a day off and enjoy going to see my grandkids, maybe making it a 3-day weekend. So think about what your priorities are. Yes, teaching should be important to you. Yes, building a program should be important. But what is more important than those things? Number 5, this is so important. Get together with others, both in the field and out of the field. If your only circle of friends are other band teachers, you're not expanding your horizons. I have learned so much from English teachers, from history teachers, from coaches. One of the most important lessons I learned was from a coach early in my teaching career. He was the soccer coach, and he also taught history. He would get on the kids and issue them punishments when they did something wrong, but he never lost his temper. He never got emotional about it. And then he'd play basketball with them during recess. So learn from, get together with others, and not just to even talk about the teaching field, just someone that you're a good friend with and you just go have a cup of coffee and don't even bring up teaching. And number 6, don't take things students say personally. I've been called stupid. I've been called racist. And I've made it very clear to them that no matter what, my love for them is still there. No matter what their grade is, what they're doing in my class, I still love and respect them. And that has helped me to go a long way, that developing relationships with them. So don't take the things students say too personally. I hope that these 6 strategies have been a help to you. And reply in the comments or send me an email at jamesthedivine@gmail.com. And let me know what you think about the show.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.